Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team. This is a conversation I've really been looking forward to because it's something you and I, you know, and I should, you know, I'd hasten to mention, of course, that the Yellow Jacket baseball program still in its relative infancy. But since I've been watching you play over the last 3 years, this was probably as good a 2 weeks as you guys have ever had. This is very impressive. 9-12 and 9-12 on the road, 4-0 in the GNAC. Boy, you just got to be tickled pink at the way this team is playing right now.
It was a good road trip, and you know, anytime you can go on the road for an extended period of time and win significantly more games than you lose, that's always a good thing. And being 9-3 on that trip was you know, definitely a positive in that you know, all three teams that we played down there were quality teams, and for us to win two series and split another one while on the road, that says a lot about our guys and their character and their willingness to go out and perform regardless of you know, being on the road, eating at maybe not ideal times, ideal places, all those other things, and they kind of overcame all that, and when it was ready, or when it was game time, they were ready to play.
Yeah, take a look at the Grand Canyon game, of course. You know, you come off and you end up losing the first game, then you win the next three in that. I was mentioning this to Tony Stone, the softball coach, and that always impresses me because immediately your backs are against the wall. You know, you're coming off a loss, and then to win three straight games. Obviously, this team kind of took it upon themselves, handled the adversity, and really responded well for you.
Definitely. No, that first game against Grand Canyon was pretty disappointing. In all honesty, it was probably the worst game that we've played all year, you know, guys had worked really hard, and, you know, obviously they're all looking forward to going to Phoenix, and we get down there, and then that first game was definitely subpar, and we talked about that in between games and just said, hey, have a little pride, man. You know, we've been busting our butts for the last 7-8 months, and getting to this point, and now to come out here and just kind of drop a bomb in that first game, you know, let's go out and kind of justify all of the work that we've put in, and the guys responded, and you know, and then that second game, Brian Howell kind of put us on his back and pitched a heck of a ball game. It was 2-1, and he did a great job of getting out of situations, but you know, also putting us on his back and getting the win, and that set the tone for the next day, and we came out the next day and you know, maybe didn't pitch as well as we would have liked, but against a team like that, they swing it, man, and they're at their home park, and you know, we put up 14 runs in both those games, and you know, a big part of that was that 8-run seventh in the first game. That was huge, and that really kind of catapulted us for the rest of the trip.
One thing that impresses me, we talked a little bit about this the very first time we talked during the coach's show, is one thing I look at when I take a look at not just whether a team's winning or what have you, is how they're winning. And the thing that's really impressed me, and I think it's indicative of what we're seeing this week in the weekly honors handed out by the GNAC, you've got the player of the week, you've got the pitcher of the week, and if you take a look at your scores, you're winning in a lot of different ways. There are some games where you're just blowing teams out, other games that you're kind of having to scrap it through where you're getting great pitching, and I think that is important because if you're always blowing a team out, I'm thinking, well, what's going to happen when you get your back against the wall? Or on the other side of the coin, if you're just winning close games, you're thinking, well, geez, when's the bottom going to drop out on this thing? You're winning in a lot of different ways, and it's a long season, and you're going to have to find ways to win, sometimes maybe when not everything's fallen into place.
Definitely, and that's what good teams do, Ken. You know, there's days that you go out there and everything clicks. Well, it's easy to win on that day when you're hitting, you're pitching well, and you're playing good defense. Those are the games or the days that you know, winning comes easy, if it ever does. I guess maybe that's not the right way to put it, but when all three of those facets click, it's a lot easier to go out there and do well. Whereas when you're not pitching as well and maybe not playing as good a defense, to go out there and the offense takes it on their shoulders to pick it up and you know, hang a couple crooked innings and put a big number up there, and then conversely on the other side of it, there's days where you run into a buzzsaw and you're not going to score many runs, and then you grind out that 2-1, 4-2 win, and you know, you kind of ride the pitcher's back and the defense's back, and we're able to win, like you said, in a multitude of ways, and that really showed that guys are willing to pick up the slack and showed that we have the ability to win in a bunch of different ways, and down the stretch, you know, there's going to be days where we're going to need all three. There's going to be days where we've got to just have one of them, and showing the ability to do that early will help us down the road to help us realize that, you know, hey, we can win this no matter if you start off down or it's a tight game throughout it. You know, we've won some big games, won some close games, won some really tight games, and I think that sets a tone for the rest of the year.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clark Tower Inn, Danny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show right after this.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team. When they left the last time I talked with Chris, they were 1-7, and all of a sudden, here we are 10-10, 4-0 in the GNAC. Let's talk about various aspects of your game right now. Just looking at some of the scores, and we've talked about the fact that you've won in a lot of different ways. Obviously, the pitching this year appears to be vastly improved from what you experienced last season.
Definitely, and you know, and part of that is you know, we've brought in a couple new guys, and they've really helped change the attitude. But you know, the guys that are back from last year kind of had a bad taste in their mouth, and definitely weren't as successful as you know, we knew they could be or they thought they should be. And we kind of changed that approach and really put an emphasis on throwing strikes and getting ahead early in the count. And you know, a pitcher can have great stuff, but if you're behind 2-0, 2-1, 3-1 all the time, you're going to get hit hard. Whereas you know, you can be off your game per se, but you're ahead 0-1, 0-2, 1-2 all the time. Now you're dictating that at bat, and you, now you're able to attack that hitter's weaknesses with your strengths. And that's one of the things that we've really been able to do well this year, is get ahead early in the count and be around the zone. And that, you know, does a couple things. It gives you the upper hand from a pitching standpoint, and now you can attack with your best pitches. But it also you know, puts the other team in a position where they're taking defensive swings, putting the ball in play, and you're getting a lot of quick innings that way. I don't know how many innings we had over the course of that trip that were, you know, 4 to 10 pitch innings, and that's huge. That's a big turnaround where, you know, you go out there, it's 1-2-3, and now you're back at bat and are able to turn another big inning in and really get on top of teams and keep them down. So, you know, good pitching really helps the other facets of the game too, and that, you know, the pitcher's working at a quick pace, the fielders aren't standing there for 15 pitches before a ball's in play, they're on their toes, they're in the game, and then the inning's over quick and you're back at bat before you know it, and now you can really kind of put the pressure on.
You bring up a fascinating point, and this just never ceases to blow me away, and I don't care if you're talking about a little league, college, or the pro level. When you have a lot of walks, it never ceases to amaze me when a pitcher's struggling with their control. The minute they do get a ball in play, somebody's going to bobble it. It is an amazing thing when you know, it's just human nature. If you're standing out there and you're just not getting a lot of action, you have a tendency to get kind of frustrated, and maybe you're just not at the top of your game. So it really does help you out defensively, doesn't it?
Definitely, it keeps those guys in the game. It keeps them on their toes, and you know, mentally it keeps them on edge, and that, hey, you know, any ball can be hit to me, and now you're expecting the ball instead of, you know, ball one, ball two, ball three, strike one, ball four, and then all of a sudden, you know, 15 pitches into the inning, you see your first ball, and you get caught on your heels a little bit. And like you said, it's human nature, whereas if the ball's constantly being put in play, the pitchers are ahead in the count, you know, teams are going to be swinging, and now you know that, hey, this ball's coming to me, and you're ready for it when it does.
Looking at the numbers, also putting up some impressive offensive stats. A lot of people getting some big hits for you. We'll talk about that a little bit, because it's great to have the nice pitching, but certainly it helps them when they're getting a little backup, and certainly they are getting some backup offensively.
You know, we've done an absolute phenomenal job this year of hitting with two outs, and that's been a big difference for us, the ability to extend the inning and utilize all three outs, whether it's starting a rally with two outs or you get a couple runners on, you get a couple outs, but now you extend the inning with a big base hit. So our two-out hitting has been phenomenal. The other thing that we've been really good at is hitting with runners on. And that, you know, extends the inning. It reduces the number of double play or force out opportunities, but it also gets more guys up, gets into the opposing team's pen a little bit quicker. Now you're increasing the other pitcher's pitch count. And early in the season, that's important to get into the bullpens because more often than not, you know, starting pitchers are on a somewhat of a pitch count. And a lot of teams don't have that pen depth over a four-game series. So the sooner that you can get into the pen, the better off you're going to be. And the ability to extend innings and get quality at-bats, whether you get on base or not. That's the other emphasis that we've been really focusing on is our guys are going up there with a mindset of I'm going to get a productive at-bat. Does that always result in a hit? No. But that can result in moving a runner over, getting a runner on, whether it's getting hit or whatever, but making it a productive at-bat and not going up there and seeing three or four pitches in an at-bat, going up there and seeing five, six, seven, ten pitches and extending that at-bat, extending the inning and really getting into the bullpen earlier on in the game.
Yeah, that's a great point because I think sometimes we forget that you don't necessarily have to have a hit to have a good at bat. I mean, you take a pitcher into a full count situation, foul a few balls off. Maybe even if you don't move that runner over, you know what? You were up there fighting, and I suspect from a manager standpoint, coach's standpoint, you're probably not going to get on them too much when they come back and they don't get on base.
No, definitely, and that's, you know, we tell guys, you know, obviously we want you to get a hit every time, and that's what their expectation is, but you have to have that mindset of I'm going to have a quality at-bat. Sometimes that's just having a 6, 7, 8, 10 pitch at-bat, seeing all four pitches that the pitcher's throwing, letting your guys behind you see what they're throwing, but also extending their pitch count. And, you know, and sometimes it's a one pitch at bat and you get fisted a little bit, but you're moving the runner over. You know, you come up with a runner on second base and you hit a weak ground ball to the first baseman. Well, in the scorebook, doesn't look like much, but you got that runner to third. Next guy hits a fly ball to the outfield, run scores. And, you know, you didn't hit a ball hard all inning, but you scored a run. And our ability to manufacture runs that way has been huge.
Defensive standpoint, how are you doing there?
Good. We've been making the routine plays and some phenomenal plays. You know, as a team, I think we're 952, which is pretty solid. We had a couple rough games in there early on that have skewed that. But if you look at the last, 14, 16 games or so, the errors that we have been making are marginal ones. There's been a few routine ones, but, you know, that just kind of comes with the territory. You expect that to happen. But the biggest thing that we've been able to do is when we do make an error, we come back with a good pitch and we get that guy to ground out or we get out of the inning, and we've really reduced our number of errors with two outs. And that's been huge. You know, it's never a good thing to have an error and put a guy on, but when you have an error to start off the inning and now it's a runner on first, nobody out, that's a heck of a lot different than making an error with two outs and now there's a runner on and now that kind of gives them a little bit of hope and now all of a sudden that run scores. There's kind of a unwritten cardinal rule in baseball that, you know, two out walks and two out errors will kill you. And there's a lot of validity to that. You know, you look at statistically the guys that get on base with two outs, more often than not, they're scoring. Why, I don't know, Ken, but it just kind of works out that way. And we've really reduced the number of two-out errors that we've made, which has translated into a lot of zeros being put up on the board from us or on the defensive side.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clark Tower Inn, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show coming up.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palser, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, coming off a 9-3 road swing and a game in which they swept Northwest Nazarene to go up 4-0 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. You said something interesting. I don't think we even discussed this on the Coaches Show. It was before the season started. You and I were talking it over. And, you know, we were talking about recruits and things of that nature, and you had a really interesting point. You said that most of the improvements you thought on this team this year was actually by subtraction. I'm taking that to mean that there were some players that played on your team last year that did not come back this year. Won't get into names or what have you, but obviously from the standpoint of team chemistry, I can only assume, based on your record, that things are going better in that respect this year.
Definitely. We've got a much more conducive atmosphere, not only in practice and during games, but off the field. You know, maybe on paper we're not as talented as we were last year, but we have a bunch of we guys instead of me guys, and that makes a big difference. There's a quote from Felipe Alou talking about the success he had when he was with the Expos, and you know, he really termed it or gave credit to the atmosphere, and he said, you can have a team of all-stars and have the worst atmosphere in the world, and you're not going to win. And you look at the Mets the last couple of years, they've had unbelievable talent, but they don't have that.
Or you can say Dallas.
Yeah, or the Cowboys, you know, and there's an example in every sport, and you know, and that those guys are out playing for themselves. Well, you know, yeah, I was 4-for-4 today, but we lost. Well, their focus is on the fact that they were 4-for-4, whereas now our focus has shifted to, you know, hey, I was 0-for-4, but we won, and that's the bottom line, and we've really done that with, you know, the addition of a couple guys, but the subtraction of a couple guys as well, and that's really, you know, it epitomizes that quote that you can have a team of all-stars and bad chemistry and bad atmosphere and you're not going to win, or you can have a bunch of average Joes that have great chemistry and a great atmosphere and you're going to win ball games, and that's kind of where we're at. And not to say that we don't have some talented players, because we do, but they're team guys, and they're willing to do those little things to maybe sacrifice some of their personal statistics to get that win, and that's the bottom line. Whether a guy has a great game or a horrible game is that we win.
I think it brings it's interesting though when you think about team chemistry, and I think it's important to note that you don't always have to be hanging out together, because the truth of the matter is a baseball team, like any team, is like an extended family. Well, you know, family members don't always love each other to death. You know, I mean, I'm sure particularly with all the road trips you've had, you know, there are times when, you know, I know for a fact they've got to be getting on each other's nerves and not even know these guys, but they've got to put that aside. And ultimately, it's a team thing, and certainly you guys have found a way to make that work.
Definitely, and you know, and that's, you know, you'd be naive to expect all the guys on the team in any sport at any level to be best friends, and you know, kind of we'll talk to them and say, hey, you don't got to love each other, you don't got to hate each other, you can love each other, you can hate each other, however you look at it, but you got to respect one another, and you got to play for each other, not for yourselves, and that's really the attitude that we've taken into this year, is that, you know, hey, we're not asking you guys to be best friends, and a lot of our guys are, and they get along really well, but do they all hang out all the time together? No, but when it's game time, when it's practice time, they're all pulling for each other, and they're supporting each other, and they're being good teammates, and that makes a big difference. You know, we got 25 guys on the team that are traveling, and you know, you got only so many that can play every day, and it only takes one guy in the dugout to kind of be a Debbie Downer, so to speak, and that rubs off on everybody, whereas if everybody's up and positive and they're ready for their chance, now that rubs off, and it provides a much more positive atmosphere, and it translates into wins.
You know, you're not that far away. We've got two more road trips coming up this weekend at Central Washington, then you'll be at St. Martin's next weekend, and then you'll have your home opener against Colorado Christian on the 31st. Boy, it's just right around the corner. 9-3 is great, you know, off these last 12 games. But I know coaches tend to be optimists, but guarded optimists. You know, it's early in the season, and probably doesn't mean a whole lot that you've gone 9-12 if you can't take advantage of and kind of keep that momentum going. What do you see as some of the keys heading into this big weekend against another GNAC opponent, that being Central Washington?
You know, we just take it. I know this is an old cliche, but it's the ultimate truth in baseball. Is you just take it one pitch at a time, one inning at a time, one game at a time, and what you did the game before or the day before doesn't matter. It doesn't help you out, that at bat, that pitch, that inning, and you just got to just take those things one thing at a time and put your utmost energy and focus into each opportunity that you get as an individual, but each opportunity that you get as a team to perform and do the things that it takes to win. And we've really kind of adopted that philosophy that we're just taking things one day at a time and one game at a time and focusing on the things that we can control and not worrying about, you know, how the previous game went, how the previous day went, about that call that maybe we didn't agree with or whatnot, only worrying about what we can control and focusing on those things. And, you know, there's only a couple things that you can really control, and that's your attitude, that's your focus, and that's your intensity and your effort. And other than that, you know, if you're focusing on other stuff, that's going to take away from all those other aspects that are within your control. So I think our guys have done a great job as a whole of focusing on what they can control and just kind of taking everything one little bit at a time and then looking back on it in the end and seeing the whole piece put together, if you will. But, you know, just taking it a little bit by little bit and then having the ultimate faith that when it's all said and done, we'll be where we want to be.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that are really successful, the programs that are really successful, don't tend to get too high during the high times, don't get too low. I don't think there's the thing that has always fascinated me about baseball is taking away, let's just take away on-base percentage for the sake of the argument. You know, you're considered to be a good hitter if you bat 300. Let's just throw that number out there. Well, that means 7 out of 10 times you essentially fail if you're just going by that. This is a very humbling game because how many things in life can you go up to, can you try something 10 times and only successful 3 times? And again, I'm generalizing it here, but it's a very humbling game.
Definitely, and that's, you know, that's why we focus on having a quality at bat. And you know, and you look across the stats and you see some guys with a 350 average, but they're only on base 30% of the time, and then the next guy, he's hitting 250, but he's on base 40% of the time. Well, you know, who's going to score more runs? And that's where the focus on a quality at-bat, you know, that might mean that you wear one, or it might mean that you take a four-pitch walk and, you know, you're 0-for-1 with a walk. Well, you know, so be it. That's it hurts your statistics from a batting average standpoint, but it helps the team win. And guys just have to keep that in mind that, you know, the ultimate focus is for us to win regardless of how you do as an individual. Obviously, it helps for guys to have great individual performances, but you can have a bunch of average performances and win as a team, or you can have one or two great individual performances and you still lose. So the bottom line is to go out and as a team put our best foot forward and win.
Central Washington, pretty good?
They swing it, man. They're a tough team. They've kind of got off to a rough start, but they can't be taken lightly, and they swing it. They're about as good a hitting team as we'll see all year, and they don't get cheated for hacks. And you know, offensively, they play a pretty straight up form of the game. They don't do a lot of fancy stuff. They don't do a lot of small ball. They will run when they get an opportunity, but their philosophy is, you know, just sit back and let guys hit on the mound. Their pitchers are pretty aggressive, and they really try to establish both corners of the plate. And I think the key for us is to jump on them early. And in that traditionally in the past, when they've gotten ahead, they've played lights out. When they've gotten behind, they tend to panic a little bit and don't necessarily stick with their game plan. So I think that'll be the key for us, is to get on top early and set that tone.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clark Tower Inn, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Chris Brown, congratulations on the great season so far. Best of luck to you over the next couple of weekends, and really looking forward to that home game coming up on the 31st.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ken.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.